one of the things about children with autism who do not present with cognitive impairments, and in fact who may present as being gifted academically, is that they're very challenging for many public school systems. That is because as special educators, we are prepared to and we expect to provide help to children to catch up academically. These children may be advanced academically, but in fact are behind socially. And some of these children may not qualify for special education because they're able to access general education. One of the things we often encourage school districts to do is to consider if the behaviors that children are presenting have a negative impact on those children's ability to participate in general education activities, working in groups, working together in teams. Some of the social impairments that children bring to the table actually do have a negative educational impact because it makes it difficult for the children with autism to participate in these groups in a meaningful way. So one of the things we will always want to do when we look at children with autism is not just look at their academic functioning and determine their need for special education services based on that, but to look at the whole child and consider how they do socially, how they do behaviorally, and how they're doing academically.